Well, you got another Sunday to work, I guess.
Yes, sir. We're getting ready today.
Yeah. Are you at the office, or?
Oh, I'm on my way, yes.
Yeah.
I'll be in there in about 15 minutes.
Right. Well, give me a...
I made some good progress last night, I think.
Yeah. Give me a rundown, just a brief one on the news. I don't have the papers here. I don't want to look at them.
Well, the thing, Norfolk played well. The good picture on the front page of the Star with the UN Governor Holmes and the your statement on the, National Defense of North Vietnam has played well. The point of the good reception and good crowd is coming through. It particularly came through, as I mentioned to you last night,
TV.
Network news, which is the important thing.
Right, of course.
Millions of people with that impression. The foreign policy news is starting to intrude back on the front pages. The Brezhnev meeting
in
Germany with Willy Brandt and Henry's meeting.
What kind of Watergate stories do they play today?
Well, the Watergate thing, really nothing is advanced. There's nothing new. They get into some of the fun stuff, in other words, the funds that went to the defendants and still playing around with that Helms CIA thing, but just at the level of the meeting, there was held no advance in terms of any of the MemCons or anything of that sort. So there's nothing to concern ourselves with that today.
Right.
It's basically the
same
thing on the finance, the flow of the money, the GAO report.
That's going to be going on and on.
Okay.
And that, of course, Rodden, is not something that concerns me particularly from our standpoint. I think people get bored to death with that crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
What concerns us are these other things are, the Helms meeting, of course, mainly because of the rhetoric indicating that we were trying to turn it off.
That's right, but that's something that's what we're working on.
Unfortunately, if it weren't for what he has, if he could just take out what he had is in there about Dean, there'd be no problem with the rest, you see.
That's right.
Because Dean coming to him and saying, put them on the payroll and everything, well, it looks as if the first meeting, if the purpose of that was to get them to put on the payroll.
That's right.
I don't know. I think you can handle that, though. I mean, strangely enough, I don't know.
I think, good God,
if we can, you'll see.
No, we can. Absolutely.
Let me get just a little feel of how you're feeling about the thing. Want me available in the morning around 9 o'clock to start looking over, talking about the general picture, right?
I'd say...
Or do you want me earlier?
No, I'd say that's certainly soon enough, and we'll have a better gauge on how we're proceeding this afternoon. If either Al or I could talk to you at about, say, 4.
This afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Fine. Well, give me a ring.
Okay.
Give me a ring, fine.
We'll,
you call me, or do you want me to call you?
Well, either way, Mr. President. We could call you at 4. We'll just call you at 4.
Call me when you're ready at 4 o'clock or so.
All right, but don't let it in.
And if I'm not here, it's all right. But the whole point is that just mainly to do whenever you feel you want me, I'll be ready.
Well, no, okay, but the main thing is don't...
There probably really isn't anything to call about, but that's all right.
I don't want you to feel that...
With regard to, then it is, it would be the plan, as I understand it, to meet with the leaders. They're giving thought to what leaders should be invited, are they, to that? They'd have the leadership, and perhaps because of the Helms thing, the armed services thing, don't you think they...
Yes, absolutely.
Because they're people we have to win over, we have to reassure, you should have them. It would seem to me that the big five plus the... What's the armed services and maybe appropriations? I don't know.
But
I don't want it.
Timmons in this yet.
Yeah.
We will later today.
But I think armed services beyond all question.
Right.
And incidentally, with them, I would have, even though he isn't the ranking fellow, I'd have a Jackson in on the damn thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that he could hear it himself. And then it would be your thought to then have the paper, the presidential statement, to go out at approximately noon that afternoon. we will have to play this by ear, but if they, if the Waller's MIMCON should break on Monday, I'm not so sure that we wanted it to appear that this whole statement was rushed out just because of the MIMCONs. See what I'm getting at?
Right. Well, Buzzhardt checked again yesterday and is convinced that they will not leak or will not break before Wednesday.
He doesn't think so.
No, sir. He has those assurances struck from, I think, two members of the committee.
Yep.
He had a long talk with Smith.
Good.
And
he sure has.
Fred's been pretty consistent in what he said.
Yeah. He sure knows those guys.
Yeah, in other words, you can trust what he says.
Yeah.
If he says.
Well, if he does. Well, if it does, then that's better. It's better that we come first.
Right.
It would appear to me, too, then, when you talk about a follow-up, you meant to in terms of getting our own congressmen and senators and so forth to say, now, look here, this is it, and our own media people
right.
Across the country, Klein on his bicycle, right?
Right.
Things like that. Is that what you had in mind?
Absolutely. It's all part of it.
You see, the problem of my following up is that I've got the POW thing Thursday, and I'm not sure that I can go with a press conference on Wednesday or something like that. I think I don't think I could be quite ready for one.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm not. Or if you were thinking in those terms, I should begin getting myself sort of in the framework part.
I think not a press. I don't think a press conference on Wednesday.
You see, the way kind of Ron, I looked at the week. If you could just sort of put your mind to it for a minute. The way I look at the week, it would go Tuesday, and then they'll yak about it all day Wednesday, and then Thursday I do the POW thing. And then, of course, we're going to go to Florida for a very long weekend.
Yeah.
After all, it is Memorial Day.
Right.
And there will be no hearings that weekend, too, and so forth and so on. Now, it seemed to me that that'd be a good time to let the country, let me sort of catch its breath a little on this
right.
before
right.
I hit again.
Right.
Or would that make sense to you, a little or not?
Well, this is something that I would like to talk to the fellows about today a little more.
Sure, sure.
Before
deciding.
Before deciding, yes.
Yeah. Well, if it's decided that I should go on a press thing on Wednesday, I'll do it.
Well, my personal judgment at this time is that that would not be good for you to do. I want to bounce it off of the group there and see what their general thinking is.
Yeah. You see, the press conference thing wants to be used as a pretty good bullet when we use it. I mean, this thing.
I'm inclined to think that the best time for you to do that would be after Memorial Day.
Yeah. I mean,
and before Iceland.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yes, sir.
And I could have a chance to get a little sun. And
that's correct. Then that would allow the staff follow up and staff activity
and to see how this thing and also to see how this thing sorts out.
That's right.
You see, the problem with the press conference is that we don't know how the goddamn thing is going to sort out and
right.
who's going to respond to it and how and so forth.
Sure.
Then we'll know what the questions are. You see, that's
sure.
the problem with going too soon.
Right.
We'll let her sort out a little while.
My judgment is that the best time to do it would be the week after, the Tuesday or Wednesday after Memorial Day, before going to Iceland.
Yeah, even though I realize that, the things like Norfolk and so forth and Meridian are not are froth, I do have a feeling that once we return from Iceland and so forth, that moving this... moving out into the country for any kind of an event about once a week is just a hell of a good idea.
Yes, sir, it is.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
It changes our attitude. Well, not our attitude, but I don't even think the press's attitude is changed a bit by, not changed, but it's affected by it, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
We don't just sit here in Washington. It shows that we're out meeting people, and they can't write about the embattled president, isolated.
That's right. That's
so
exactly right.
They sure couldn't write that yesterday, could they?
Of course not. That's why I think the California thing is good, too.
Mm.
Moving out there for
a good long stay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My view would be at the present time to go out there around the, right after, well, as a matter of fact, I'll go out there and let that be Brezhnev's last stop, and I'll just stay.
Right, for a month?
And then stay through the whole goddamn month of July.
Right.
And that's going to be the source of operations, and then come back here for, I think there's some sort of a dinner for somebody, Tanaka or somebody in July, and come back and do that. And then, by golly, I think we ought to go out there around about his poor Labor Day and stay the whole damn month of September.
Right.
Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
Let's start using that Western White House. The guys have a different attitude out there.
Totally different. And,
different in Florida, too.
That's right. Totally different. And we get our news through from the Western White House or Florida a lot better, quite frankly, than we do from the White House.
Yeah.
On many occasions.
Well, good luck to the boys today, anyway.
Right, we're moving good. We'll talk to you at 4 o'clock.
The thing about it is that I was just thinking today that since about the 8 weeks now, we've had virtually every Sunday has been the big deal. Particularly since April 15th, the big deal has been Watergate. And of course, that's always been the big deal in the press. But the really remarkable thing about the resiliency of this country is that even with this massive stuff, it has not yet destroyed us. You know what I mean? Doesn't that sort of surprise you to an extent? It must surprise the press. They must, because when you really come down to it, there's never been such a massive attack on the presidency. You know, there have been attacks, terrific attacks in other times, but you see, they didn't have television before.
That's right.
And now they go night after night after night, and it is a son of a bitch.
Never such a sustained massive attack on any leader ever.
Yeah. Yeah, and we all know, too, that even though they are now, if they shoot sometimes at Ehrlichman and Holloman and so forth, they're really shooting at the president. That's their whole line, isn't it? You don't agree?
Do you have to separate that out a little, Mr. President, before I make just a general response to that? My view is that it is not a correct assumption to assume that all of the Congress and all of the press have the objective of destroying the president. I think that we would be making an incorrect assumption if we assumed that.
I don't mean all, no.
No, I think many of our critics, I think the Watergate thing, those who are pursuing it, divides itself out. There are critics. There are the political critics.
Yeah.
They obviously aim it to the president, the White House.
Right.
Some of the press do, but not as many as you would think. And even, I think the press, which I sense is beginning to move away from that direct attack on the president. In other words, into the lower level and to the committee operatives.
This Helms thing will kick that up a little.
That's right, maybe.
Well, if it does, it's all right.
But I think more than an attack against the president, a personal attack, it's an impact against the presidency, which we're dealing with.